Hello, everyone. Welcome. I am Pastor Deborah. I'm going to be reading a letter to you from the very source of this agape love. As you may have heard in the first introduction video, I was given, or rather dictated to, from the source of this agape love, to write a letter from him to you. I wrote this years and years ago. I would mail it out, send it out, give it away to people all over the world. Touched many lives, brought many into the kingdom, and a reconnection to the Father, the source of agape love. This is going to be a wonderful, wonderful series. I'm going to read the letter to you right out of the words that was dictated to me years ago. This is going to be episode number one here on the Children's Channel for you. I will also put it on the Hidden Kingdoms YouTube channel for you big ones. That's right. So welcome to the Children's Channel on YouTube, sponsored by Agape Love, Love is Here's Global Teaching Ministry. If you notice every once in a while, you'll see something come through around my hair, see? Or my hand might disappear off into the picture. Or over here, you'll see some brown stuff. That's my background coming through. I do not use a green screen. I have tried big ones, homemade ones, one on a chair. None of them worked for me. Some were too cumbersome. Some were too big. Some weren't big enough. And I just decided not to use them. So every once in a while, you'll see my background coming through. My hair might look a little strange. Oops, my hand might just disappear. Whoops, off into the video. So please understand. And I know you well. You are very loving, loving people. Also, this motion video behind us is from Pixabay. It's an organization I found on YouTube. This is a free motion video. I go through it and I try to find things that will help you to learn and see in the realm of the spirit, where maybe you don't see too often. And if you do, probably not very pretty out there, because it isn't. In much of the realm of the spirit, it's like being in the land of Mordor from the Lord of the Rings, or being plugged in to the Matrix, like Neo was in the Matrix movies. That's right. But I'm here to bring to you some words that have traveled far through space and time to get to you, from out of time itself into time, from another land, another kingdom, from someone who loves you so much. And I want you to also meet a wonderful companion so that you will know there is somebody that loves you. This is little Teddy. He's my love Teddy. He carries a rose and a heart. The rose is the symbol of agape love. Love is Here Ministries. He carries a heart that says love, L-O-V-E. This video is about love, not the earthly kind of love, or the love between an animal and a human, or the love you might have for your job, or a purpose or a cause in life, or a love you might have for a business, or a movie. This is a love that transcends all of that. It's not fleeting. It's always flowing to you, as you see in the motion video. It's glorious. It's beautiful. It's always coming. It's always near. So this new series called My Dear Spiritual Child, A Letter to You, is beginning right now. So just listen as I read the letter to you. But before we begin the letter, let's pray and let's have Teddy help us, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, you have sent words from your heart to us. You are trying to reach us and touch us, love us with your love that is golden, beautiful, and radiant, and it won't hurt us. Father, thank you for giving us little teddy bears and things all throughout nature to show us just a little shadow of your love. Thank you for Teddy coming with us so he too and all of creation, all creatures, great and small, even the bad, evil ones who need to be reminded of your love for every human, the spirit that's inside every dirt body. Not the bad ones, Father, but the good ones, the ones you're trying to reach, the human spirit, the little teddies of the world. And we thank you for little Teddy. Yeah, you're so cute. And we just thank you, Father, that you have sent this letter to us, a love letter from you. In the name of Christ Jesus, amen. Okay, I'm going to put little Teddy down while I read to you. This is episode number one of My Dear Spiritual Child, a love letter to you. There is no distance too great for me, agape love, to travel to you. My agape love will always come to where you are, no matter what. You might say, he can't find me. He doesn't care about me. He doesn't know where I'm at. Yes, he does. He's looking at your spirit, sweetie. He has angels that help him. They know where you are, and they can come to you. Only me, the author of this letter, not Pastor Deborah. Pastor Deborah was his hands. He dictated through me this letter to you. Only me, agape love, can spiritually travel from somewhere over the rainbow, beyond your known universe, beyond the great divide, beyond space and time. Yes, even this wonderful NASA satellites and telescopes cannot see this with their eyes, cannot look to the very source. They're trying to go back to the very Big Bang, as they call it. But they'll never find this because they only look in the realm of the natural. This is a spiritual force, a love that is so beautiful, glorious, patient, and loving, coming to you today. To spiritually reach down into a dark, dry wilderness of your spiritual heart, the very love of me, the source of agape love. You, spiritual being, inside the dirt body, the hidden person, my spiritual child that has been lost to me, separated. Death is the separation. You're out of my presence, but never out of my thoughts, never out of my heart. So I've come looking, sending my love to you. You are my spiritual inheritance, my child. And I'm coming through space and time, patiently, slowly, always looking for you, seeking you, always coming for you. I have already come, been here on the planet since its beginning. I've come in many forms. I come in many ways. And now I come. Because long ago on a cross, all my anger and wrath towards you for your disobedience from an ancient ancestor was forgiven. It was judged, found guilty, and the punishment was applied to my son, my own word itself. And now there's nothing to stop us from finding each other, loving each other. So I have come to bring my clean and pure agape love to you. I have traveled so far so I could pour out my agape love into your wounded and broken spirit. I've come as a healer with my love. I've come to deliver you out of darkness of the soul. I've come freely to reach you, to give you my life-giving water, my agape love for all eternity, so it can be flowing inside of you, always coming up into your spirit, out to your soul and physical body, out into those dry, parched, dry lands, the wilderness. For without my agape love in you, your spirit, soul, and physical body is but a wilderness, desolate, dry, and parched, wounded, and dead to me, separated spiritually unto my love and my presence. Only I, my agape love, can go where no man, no force, no thought, no principle, no concept, no others have gone before. The spiritual heart of a man, of a human being, the forever person. That is my final frontier where I am going. I am traveling through space. I am traveling through time. I am traveling from beyond the darkness of black holes, so to speak, to you. Beyond the speed of light, I come on golden rays of agape love, filled with love, joy, and peace, everlasting light, knowledge, and wisdom. But first, I bring the milk of my love to you. I, agape love, I came long ago. I went to a cross, and now I'm back, and I'm coming. Always seeking you, looking for you. And I will not violate you. I will not force myself on you. You are precious to me. You are valuable to me. I desire for you to want me. Not out of fear. Not being compelled by force or death. But because you need love. Only my great and powerful agape love, he says, can spiritually heal a broken heart. Your spirit is broken into many. You are many, but one. There's a great divide between you and me that only my agape love can bridge for us. That's right. They can spiritually heal your broken mind of your soul. They can renew your heart, your thoughts, your concepts, your precepts, your ideas, your memories, your feelings, and bring in eternal, ancient, spiritual knowledge and truth in order to spiritually transform both your spirit and your soul. And then upon your earthly death of the physical body, you'll get a new body of a new eternal earth. And I'll even give you, as a wonderful inheritance, a gift, a new earth for this old earth that we're on, because I'm here too. I will fold it up as an old garment, destroy it, and I will create a new earth for you, my new spiritual child, for you and I to live on. But right now, I am just come to touch you, to feel you, to be reconnected to you again as father and child. My love, my agape love that is traveling to you, that is here now, it will transform you into a true and expressed image and after my likeness of me, agape love itself. Goodness. Lots to do. Lots of changes that will occur. Yes, Pastor Deborah went through this. I went through it probably at 2 or 3. But I didn't grow for years and years. I read the Bible. I read words, but I didn't have understanding. The spiritual knowledge was not coming. It took the power of the presence of God himself, who was already in me. He had already given me this love for some of the weirdest, strangest people who were in disabilities. Different skin colors made me a soldier and a warrior to lay down my life for them. Family didn't mean that much to me, but you did. The family of God was more important to me. And how did all that happen? In a Brownsville Assembly of God church, in a revival from 1995 to 2000, I was touched each night, week by week, year by year, by the presence, the power of God. He awoke my spirit. And that's another whole story. But let's get back to his letter. He says, I have sent myself, my agape love, to you, to spiritually touch you, become one with you, reveal myself to you, to reveal my spiritual kingdom of heaven to you, to reveal to you your true spiritual identity, a spiritual king, a royal child of the kingdom of heaven, my inheritance. My agape love will bring the knowledge of all your riches and glory that is beyond all your comprehensions. For your spirit. Many people think the word of God is to help us in the physical world. And he will meet all our physical and our needs of our soul. And they teach that. But God is a spirit. He's working with your spirit. And your old spirit, it has to have a spiritual revelation that you too went to a cross in your spirit, soul, and physical body, and you died. The you that you are right now died. The old spirit that was evil and wicked, filled with darkness, died. And it was already dead, separated. And your soul that was filled with pride and iniquity and fear, wounds and memories, had to die. And your physical body has to die. And we all will. Then he says, that's done in my mind when you accept me and my agape love that I send out from a cross through the words of myself, my son, Christ Jesus, that said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. In my mind and in the law of the universe, the court, you died. And you're now born again, brand new. And now comes the transformation with knowledge and truth and my agape love. It's hard to imagine all those thoughts you're still having. They have all passed away in my eyes. All those bad memories of being a victim, being hurt and wounded, I've thrown them into the sea of forgetfulness. I don't remember them. Don't you? You're a new creature in Christ now. My love is coming to you. You're no longer separated from my presence. You're a new creature. You have never been alive before. All those memories and the life you had before did not happen to you. I want you to go read Pastor Deborah's story called It's Time. You will learn about the death of the old you through agape love and how you are reborn, rebirth spiritually, a new creature. Then your soul gets transformed to think like the new creature. And I'll help you to think that, he says. For only I, agape love, can bring my will and my intent and my purposes to pass, both in you, in your spirit, and on the earth through your spirit. It will not be pleasant down here, he says. Many wars, rumors of war, death, sickness and disease. That's right. Storms, violence, hate, corruption. But inside with your spirit, if you accept my gift that I'm sending in this letter, your spirit will remain calm. You will not see those others with hateful eyes, desiring vengeance, justice. You will see them through the eyes of agape love as I do. For through me, he says, agape love, I will spiritually have what I have always desired, a spiritual family made of my image and after my likeness, a spiritual governmental system with kings from the kingdom of heaven on earth, ruling and reigning the resources, the earth, the planet, systems with my heart, my image, and my likeness. And I desire that you, little one, will become a royal spiritual priest unto me. Through this agape love, you will pray to me on the behalf of others. You will come to me privately and seek my favor so others can become born again. You will also seek my protection over those until they can receive my agape love. I have always desired to have my spiritual kingdom, my rules and laws, my presence on earth as it is in heaven. But I made a rule. I gave the earth to you, O spirit man, inside a dirt body. I didn't give it to other spirits who have no dirt body of their own. My angels can only come with your permission. You are the legal ruler, the king, ruling out of agape love on earth. So many other spirits not of my kingdom will enter you, because the rule that I set up is that they must have one of the spirits inside your spirit, ruling and reigning your spirit, that then rules and reigns your soul and out through your physical body. Originally, that was my Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Light, my ambassador and governor from the kingdom inside of humanity. That was all lost in a garden long ago that you know nothing about. So the pattern was set. To rule and reign on earth, you must have inside your spirit a governor from a kingdom. And when I get all that my heart desires, the purposes I created you for, the earth, finally, I will be able to rest and say, it is finished. My work will be done. And then eternity will provide us with unending joy of each other. I will create new earths, send you out throughout the lands to talk and speak to all creatures about me. You will go forth as my emissary, my ambassador, my politician of the kingdom of heaven, and a representative, a carrier of me, agape love. And that is going to end this episode, this part of the letter. Mm-hmm. And Teddy wants to know, would you like to have this agape love as he is bringing to you? Yeah, inside of you. Do you want this God of agape love to touch you with this beautiful rays, light of agape love? Do you want to become a new creature created by love? Do you want the old you, the old spirit that's dead and separated from, this agape love? Do you want this milk of the word flowing in your spirit, bringing healing and deliverance? Do you want your soul transformed from what it is? Do you want a new life eventually on a new earth with him, filled with love and joy ever flowing? And all you have to do is nod your head, say yes, thank you, whatever, you don't even have to speak it out. And agape love is there. You open the letter. It's like opening a box. And he is going, knock, knock, knock. Please, I'd like to come in and meet with you. Talk with you. Sit down with you. Hold you in my arms. And give you freely this agape love. Ever flowing, never ending. If that's you, then just say yes to him. Receive his letter. Open it and read it. It's for you. Father, all those that receive your letter, your words of invitation, of agape love, fulfill your heart's desires in them and make them brand new. Begin flowing your river, your milk of the word, agape love, into their spirit. They are but babies, Father. They will need the teacher, the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father, that you have traveled through space and time. You are a faithful and loving Father. And if you want me, Pastor Deborah, to be your spiritual mother, it is done. That's right. I'm here on earth. And you can come and visit me. I will nurture you, feed you his words of love, support you, defend you, protect you through prayers. For I have become a royal priest unto this God for you. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't take much. And in that process of this love coming in, you will get a Hebrews 4:12, a spiritual circumcision. That means your spirit is able to come out of your soul, come into this presence, flow in it, float in it, be unhindered by your soul. Mm-hmm. That's your new birth. Your soul, they call it the mind, where all your mental health problems are, feelings, desires, they need to be helped. We know that. You know that. We got to get our physical body and its appetites under control. What our eyes look at, what our tongue desires to taste, what our hands desire to touch. We have to get the system, spirit, soul, and physical body, all in the kingdom, all submitted to agape love. And as we go through the letter, we'll learn more. But Father, right now, let's just birth the new ones, the babies, out of your own heart and purposes. In the name of Christ Jesus, amen. Okay, I'll see you in episode number 2 of the My Dear Spiritual Child letter. Out of space and time, about agape love for you. See you next time, episode 2. Bye.